people died with the thousands. They had caskets stacked up on North 6th Avenue in Des Moines. I don't know how many.
Wilbur Boyne of Des Moines was 103 years old when he recorded this oral history in 1995. He was at Camp Dodge, where tens of thousands of soldiers were being trained to fight in World War I. One of the few women at the sprawling installation was Dorothy Ponell. She was a young newspaper reporter, and her beat was Camp Dodge.
But it was such a scourge, really, that once they got sick, there was not much hope for them. That was the news of the day, was how many died and how many more were sick.
Dorothy was interviewed 32 years ago in Iowa City by a National Guard public affairs specialist.
We were all quarantined. There just a few people could go in, and no visitors were allowed. Oh, there's so many died. Parents came from all over. There were funerals all the time. And there was an undertaking establishment, I suppose, still there. Well, it was just busy all the time. Hearses going in and processions.
In Iowa, Camp Dodge was ground zero for what was called the Spanish flu. One of the soldiers who got sick was Art Rasmussen from Weston. He was drafted in 1918. Rasmussen was healthy when he left Camp Dodge, but came down with the virus in France.
We got up there and they gave me a cot and two blankets and told me to go up on the third floor. When I got up there, there was seven other guys up there.
Rasmussen was with 300 other patients in a hotel that was converted into a hospital with just one nurse. 20 men from his outfit died.
I was sicker than hell for about 2 or 3 days. Kept drawing blankets, you know, and I had 7 blankets on the bed finally. I couldn't get warm.
The civilian population was also hit hard. Dozens died at the University of Iowa and Iowa State. Schools were closed and public gatherings suspended. But the military was a prime breeding ground.
To be honest, that kind of scenario where you're taking lots of young men all over the country, putting them in barracks together, and you're stressing them.
Patricia Quinlisk is the state's epidemiologist.
That's just meant for some of these viruses to get going.
Do you think it's possible that the 1918 pandemic could ever happen again?
No, I don't. I think there's some things that are different today than that, than then. You have to realize in 1918, 1919, we didn't even know what a virus was. Today, we actually have antiviral medications. Also, 1918, 1919, a lot of people got secondary bacterial pneumonias, which they still do today. But today, we have antibiotics. We have tests that we can determine right away what people are sick with to make sure that they get the right medication. Also, we're much more sophisticated today with our public health response. So I personally don't believe that we would see the same thing in the future that we saw in 1918, 1919.
The pandemic left behind a staggering death toll, 500,000 in the U.S. Around 7,000 perished in Iowa, including more than 700 at Camp Dodge. Globally, estimates range up to 50 million killed. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.